With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The idea for Malcolm Bossy's apocalyptic novel, Mr. Touch, began to come as Bossy rode the subway to Harlem, where he teaches at New York's City College.
I saw all this graffiti on the subway cars. Dead leg, queen, sexy, zap, Satan. And I thought, I wonder who those people are.
The names haunted him, as did the thought of new strains of deadly viruses.
I started to read a great deal about the plague in the 14th century, when half the world's population was wiped out within a year.
So Malcolm Bossy created a fictional world in which a devastating plague wipes out most of the population. Among the few survivors is a group of mostly black inner-city young people whose leader is a blind white man called Mr. Touch.
They have to give up their old names, their old identities, and take on a new one. The past is supposed to be forgotten. Self-pity is out, and everybody has to work.
Most of the novel deals with the harrowing odyssey of the plague survivors from New York to a more secure home in Arizona.
This book, although it deals with catastrophe, isn't really about despair, as I see it. It's about the excitement of surviving into some kind of renewal of life.
Malcolm Bossy says he sees his novel, Mr. Touch, as a kind of survivor's handbook, published by Tickner and Fields. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When a writer takes on a subject as grim as the end of the world as we know it, one might expect a depressing read. But that's not the case with Mr. Touch by Malcolm Bossy, the tale of a group of New Yorkers who survive a deadly plague and who make a monumental journey to a safer clime in the West.
In a way, the journey was a rediscovery of the American spirit.
Bossy's language is playful, using a kind of urban ghetto dialect, and he had fun making up names for his characters.
There's not a character named in there who doesn't have the name of a famous physicist.
And he uses the names of the football giants who played in the Super Bowl. The novel also touches on a lot of Bossy's personal interest.
I'm interested in fashion, designer clothes, and automobiles, and karate, and sculpture, and small animals, particularly insects.
And one of the book's most harrowing scenes is an attack on a man by deadly ants. There are some 150 characters in the book, which prompted Bossy to add an appendix.
The appendix is 35 pages long, and it describes 120 of them.
Bossy got to love the characters in his novel.
It was a gut-wrenching experience to finish it, and threw me into turmoil for a number of months, because I didn't want to leave these people.
Read about them in Malcolm Bossy's Mr. Touch, published by Tickner and Fields. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When novelist Malcolm Bossy was an undergraduate at Yale, he was named class poet and had to come up with a suitable verse.
I think it was an ode. I forgot what it was. I'm quite sure it was terrible.
Malcolm Bossy's initial impulse was to become a poet, but he abandoned the art for fiction.
I'm a closet poet in the sense that I've got a lot of poetry stashed away, but I don't show it to anybody.
His best-known novel is The Warlord, set in the China of the 1920s. Bossy, who first visited Asia as a teenager in the Merchant Marine, is a practitioner of an ancient Chinese exercise called Tai Chi Tuan, which consists of precisely 108 different motions.
The motions are fiendishly similar, so that unless you concentrate totally, you get lost in the exercise. And I mean after you have done it for years. If you don't concentrate, you will lose yourself in the middle of it.
Bossy, a professor at the City University of New York, teaches 18th century English literature and does not believe in creative writing courses.
If you want to write, the best way is to take academic courses and to read what other people have done.
Malcolm Bossy's most recent novel, Mr. Touch, focuses on a group of people who survive a plague which has wiped out most of the world. Despite the subject, Bossy sees his book as one of optimism.
I didn't want to write a dreary, morose description of the end of the world.
Tickner and Fields published Mr. Touch by Malcolm Bossy. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.